You're glad we don't have to go on the road this weekend.
Oh, for sure. I'm like, gosh, is this like our second home game, it feels like?
Yeah, those years, every other year, we'd get a chance to stay home on a Friday, Saturday, instead of going on the road. But, yeah, you guys still get your fair share of road trips, don't you?
Yeah, this year has been crazy. It was brutal really early on, and it just kind of seemed to keep on coming. But, yeah, we're happy to be home, and it'll be kind of our last hurrah before subs.
No question. Coach, did I catch you good for a couple of minutes, by the way, too?
Yep. No, you're good.
Super coach. Well, 10-11 right now. I know maybe not as many wins, comparable last year. I'm sure you lost some key figures off last year's team, but you still feel like, going into the kind of the final games for the sub, that you feel like your team's playing some pretty good basketball?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we started off pretty strong. We were really, really excited, and then we had a couple injuries. We battled through some sickness, and we've had a couple games that we feel like we should have won that didn't. So it's been one of those seasons. But I'm pretty confident in our team going in to here the postseason. We got to take care of business, though, if we want to see, like, a district final. So these next two games are really important for us, and the girls have been working hard, and they've kept some confidence, and they're ready to go.
I know, talking with Coach Gullion, same thing with him, but you went to Crete, you went to Bennington, you played Kearney this year, you played Scutt. So, yeah, your schedule has been, especially first half of the schedule, was a tough one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of like one of those double-edged swords. Like, we want that schedule because we want to be battle-tested. We want to play really, really good teams, but at the same time, we want to keep confidence in the girls, and we want, we want some wins. So it's been tough, but we've never shied away from that, and we try and look at it in a positive way and know that we learn from those games and those really, really good teams. And like I said, we'll be battle-tested here at the end, and hopefully that pays off for us.
Your most recent game, Coach, last Saturday against Sydney. I know it was a 10-point game, but you feel like against the Red Raiders, they've had a phenomenal year. You feel like you played pretty good against them at times?
Yeah, I mean, we were up 16-15 going into half, so holding them to 15 points in the first half was something we were pretty impressed with. And then, it was really our third quarter. They went on a run on us and put some pressure on us. That hurt us a little bit, but overall, I mean, they're one of the top teams in the state. They were in the state championship last year in Class C. So we were pretty happy with that. We would like to get a win against them here at districts. And so we'll see what happens. But it gave us some confidence for sure moving into this week.
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who's really leading this team? Who's scoring well for you as you get ready for the final two games?
Yeah. Ava Reed, our point guard. She's been kind of our rock this year. We asked her to do a lot. She brings it up. She scores well. She can be a really good rebounder when she sets her mind to it. She's kind of the head of our snake, but we've got a team behind her that does a really, really good job. Addie Bolin just came back off an injury, and she can score for us. She can rebound really well. She's very athletic. Nini Garola is a huge, huge piece to our team. It's kind of funny because I was just talking to Chris, and we've talked about how when Nini's on, we're pretty dang good. So she's one of our posts, and she's very unorthodox down there. But like I said, when she gets rolling, we're tough. And then, we've got Heidi Grosskopf, great rebounder, great leader for us, Kinsley Hess, great defender. So we've got a lot of pieces that we just want to mesh and gel here towards the end of the year to end strong.
What about the Bison? Got North Platte on Friday, got McCook on Saturday. Thoughts of McCook? You watch maybe a little game film on what do you like about the Bison as you get ready for them on Saturday?
Well, we know them a little bit just from playing them last year and throughout the years, and they're a very physical team. Pretty tough team, and so we know that they're going to come, and they're definitely not going to go. They're going to make everything hard. They're going to grind it out with you, And just watching them, you know, they've got that big, is she a sophomore?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about Kelly Crawford? Yeah.
Got that. Yep. She's a big girl down there that we're going to have to pay attention to. And then they've, you know, they've got some length that could cause some problems. Looks like they run some zone. And so we're going to have to be ready to hit some shots and attack the basket. And just be strong with it. That's the biggest thing. We got to be strong with the ball against them because we know that they like to mix it up and play physical.
Since this is your last regular season home game, Coach, is this your senior night for this one on Saturday?
It is, yeah. So there will be a lot of emotion and a lot of, you know, our team will be inspired to win for the seniors in their last home game.